And we say, good morning. Welcome to the Guyer Cook Report. It is March the 7th, and we're going to talk today about JavaScript and combining it. To get to those notes, the best way is the link that'll be under the Guyer Cook Report. .podbean.com. That link there will take you straight away to the show notes, which are WordPress powered blog, and it looks like this. Screen share, entire screen, share screen, or sharing. That's why I'm down here. See me in the corner? And Bazinga. There's the show notes for today. And I brought those up because the headline on the post that we gathered is how to combine JavaScript into one file in WordPress. Okay? That'll get it done. When you're looking at your speed performance, speedrec.com has put this post up. It's interesting to note, too, and the URL. You can see how to combine JavaScript into one file in WordPress. The URL, how to combine JavaScript into one file. You feel me? They're taking the job of indexing out of the hands of those guys that index and making it easy as cake to find. If you did a search and said, I want to how to combine JavaScript, this page is going to be right up there. Johnny has done a good job of linking this up. So in terms of combining JavaScript, the first thing that they say, editing the source code of a WordPress theme could break your site if it's not done correctly. So if you're not comfortable doing this, then find a developer. On the subject of developers, that reminds me, Kelvin informed me yesterday that due to career changes and moving on and so forth and looking for work, he is not going to be back. He may come back as a guest once in a while, but he'll not be a regular on the show, and the credits at the end will reflect that. So we miss you, Kelvin. It's been a good run. And so on that note, getting back to the notes, and looking at this, they got combining external JavaScript. You'll see in your source code that you go out to Amazon Web Services, some other content delivery network, and grab a JavaScript for whatever extension you put in. And that's going to be external JavaScript. Okay? Then it goes on to say how to combine JavaScript into one or two files. The reason for that is, I think, is I don't know of any site where all of the JavaScripts are in a single file. Usually it's the local JavaScripts are in one file, and the externals are in another file, so that they don't conflict with each other. And that's how I've seen it done most often. So give this link a go from SpeedRec, how to combine JavaScript into one file, and that'll help the site speed. And why do you want to help the site speed? Because in this world where everybody's using mobile, our biggest percentage of people are using mobile, including the viewers that thank you for joining us today on mobile, we'll need to be, in terms of speed, need to be fast to work with mobile. Simply put, I'm going to turn the screen share off. Bear with me just a minute. The screen share is off now. And when you're looking at doing this, give the sense of urgency to this. Move it up a rung on the ladder and things to see and do. In your to-do list, start experimenting with setting up a test WordPress site so you can test combining the JavaScript. Make sure everything works and performs as expected. And then clone that working one with the combined JavaScripts and move it to your real site. Okay? That's going to give you a faster site. You're going to win that race in mobile with the other guy who's not done that. Okay? Now, the other thing to consider in the show notes, and this is to help plan your project, is there's a planning session guide for making landing pages or websites or entire e-commerce solutions. But go through that planning session guide. There's a link there. It even is downloaded as a PDF file. And do that homework. Okay? First thing, all it takes is a pencil. You don't need a mobile phone. You don't need a tablet or these other things. You need your brain and the planning session guide, and you'll come up with a good solution or a better solution in some terms. There's also a link there on the show notes page for the Guy R. Cook Report questions. The Guy R. Cook Report questions are a way you improve your transparency. And the reason that transparency is so important, and you'll see that buzzword over and over on the online situation, is that people buy or consume from people they know. So if you've created a sense of knowing you from the five questions you pick, you got the job done. We'll go and we'll do an interview. We'll make you more transparent. And big thanks to everyone that's a patron of the Guy R. Cook Report. I couldn't do it without you. We appreciate that. The company that likes to clean Edinburgh, Scotland's, Fraser Ramsey, there's your shout out. The edinburghdusters.co.uk, the show notes has a link there, and I'll put it up on the page so you can see what the page looks like. Thanks to Eileen Smith from basicblogtips.com, who told us first about Screencast-O-Matic. I watched a video that she'd done. She's really big on YouTube. And, wow, that's really good. How'd you do that? What tool did you use? And I'm expecting her to say Camtasia or some other spendy project. Screencast-O-Matic, you can afford. The last shout-out is the Facebook group, Friends Just Chatting. And I hope that Kelvin keeps the torch lit on that group. And I'm sure with Fraser's help, they'll get that done. That's the people that I chat with about every weekday morning. And we talk about everything. There's no set topic like, well, today's Tuesday, so we have to talk about SEO tips Tuesday like we did today. So give it a go, won't you, please? Once again, theguyrcookreport.podbean.com. And that little screen will show up if you're seeing us on YouTube. That's why I made that little graphic show up right there, and it'll be right down there in the footer. On that note, I think I'm going to say follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Please reshare the content. Thanks to everyone that joined us today, whether it was in the text in the show notes, in the audio on Podbean, on the video on YouTube. Oh, speaking of YouTube, youtube.com/whack. Guy R. Cook, and that's our channel. We've got a, I guess they call it custom URL, whatever, and you can find us that way. And so on that note, rather than drone on forever, I'm going to say those three magic words. Yep, it's a wrap.